From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Libya's Tripoli-based Islamist administration Wednesday reversed course, telling ministers to stay at their posts and not step aside for a UN-backed unity government. The reason for the change, unclear. Regional analyst Zubair Iqbal of the Washington-based Middle East Institute said some powerful militia supporting the Tripoli regime remain opposed to the unity government. He also says there appears to be an internal dispute within the Tripoli administration.
Underlying it, the idea was that a part of the cabinet positions will go to the Salvation Government ministers. And those ministers were the ones who were agreed to cease holding the government in place and move on with the UN-based and the UN-supported government. It seemed that that didn't really work out.
The UN-backed government of national accord, headed by Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj, arrived at a Tripoli naval base last week. It is the result of a UN agreement reached in December in Morocco to end years of chaos brought on by the ouster and death of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. That turmoil has opened the door to extremists such as Islamic State to seize territory. As Turkey prepared to receive a second group of migrants deported from Greece, European Union officials have pledged there will be no automatic return for migrants before they're given a chance to apply for asylum. The announcement comes in the wake of criticism by rights activists who accuse the EU of denying migrants the basic rights of refugees to seek asylum. Meanwhile, a team of European asylum experts has arrived on the Greek island of Lesbos to begin handling asylum claims. It's part of a March agreement between the EU and Turkey to address Europe's ongoing migrant crisis. Beginning Thursday, officials will only be able to handle 50 cases a day. Greek officials say hundreds continue to arrive daily from Turkey. This is VOA News. A majority